Congressman Don Young introduced a bill recently that would allow hunters to get a tax break for donating game to food-based charities. KNOM's Zechariah Hughes reports.
According to Matthew Shukuro, press secretary for Congressman Young, H.R. 3728, the Wild Game Act, is intended to combat hunger and food insecurity across the country.
And this would basically allow hunters that take game through the processing of meat, and upon donation, they would be given a tax exemption.
Recognizing that hunting isn't cheap, Congressman Young wanted to offer a means of incentivizing donations by allowing hunters to recoup some expenses. This is the second iteration of a bill Young introduced for the first time in 2012, which failed to pass. The impetus, then as now, is to utilize existing resources to make a dent in the nation's growing hunger problem. According to figures from the group Feeding America, which supports Young's bill, about 1 in 8 Americans relied on help from a food bank last year. More than 15% of rural households across the country are considered food insecure, just slightly higher than the national average. And according to Shukuro, Alaska is not exempt from hunger issues.
As we all know, in Alaska, we are a state of great abundance, and people think of all the natural resources and wildlife we have. But it is very apparent to Congressman Young that there are still, in fact, people who are hungry each day and go hungry, in fact. And the information we're getting from the Food Bank of Alaska, they say that more than 106,000 Alaskans, in fact, don't know where their next meal will come from.
It's unclear just how much the proposed Wild Game Act would help food security in much of rural Alaska. The mechanism for registering tax exemptions comes from fees paid for processing meat, meaning the tax break is equal to the cost paid for having the meat butchered. There's no provision for hunters who do that themselves. Second, the bill doesn't include fish, which in many parts of the state is far more abundant than game. And exemptions are only granted for donations to food-based charities, primarily food banks. Game that's given directly, shared between communities, or through general nonprofits and corporations isn't eligible. H.R. 3728 is still in the early stages. So far, it has bipartisan support from Congress members representing states and constituencies with sizable hunting populations in the lower 48. In addition to support from the largest hunger relief charity in the U.S., the bill has also received backing by the National Rifle Association and the Safari Club International, an Arizona-based organization that advocates for the rights of hunters and sportsmen domestically and abroad. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zechariah Hughes.